do things like, you know, if I don't like a piece of work, I can turn it down.
Yeah.
If I like a piece of work because it's good for me or it's good for my career, then I'll pick it up and take it if it pays or not.
I'm going to put that on record. That's only for me. I'm not going to put this anywhere. It's just like one of the conversations. It will go up on the audio booth for about an hour while I make some notes, okay. Unfortunately.
So just so you know, not to say anything too dreadful.
So we've got you at Bournemouth College. You did film and photography.
Yep.
You've been a photographer.
Then I followed a waitress to the States.
Right, and that was love. That was
total love.
Love.
Yeah. We were married for 10 years.
Right.
I've travelled all over the States. I worked in diners in North Carolina, Tennessee, South Carolina, all over the South, which I loved.
Uh-huh.
Really cool. But this was when cooking was really blue collar. Really blue collar. There was nothing glamorous about it at all. But I just loved the camaraderie of it. I've grown up as a real sort of sexually ambiguous English middle class boy. And I wasn't in the rugby team, and I didn't join the army, so I never knew what it was like to be in a team or in a platoon.
That surprises me, because you're a very masculine person, I find.
Maybe that was always sort of thwarted and hidden away, but working in kitchens, that can come out.
Right.
And, you know, it's something I hope my daughter will do one day, is work in a kitchen, because it's really rare that you find yourself in a team whereby if you screw up, everybody's life screws up.
Yeah, that's true.
And as long as you get it right and you pull your weight, it's good. And if you are in the first 11, it matters.
Yeah.
And if you are, God forbid, in a platoon in Afghanistan, it matters. But no civilian ever gets that otherwise, apart from a cook.
Yeah,
and,
that's true.
It was a recent TV program run by a bloke I respect very much, Fred Serix, Michel Rhee Jr., in which they took a bunch of really troublesome kids out of the off the street and turned them into service staff. And in doing so, I think they gave them that opportunity to work as part of a team, and it was phenomenal. It was a real growth experience for them. I love that.
I had